The Palestinian death toll in Israel's 25-day onslaught on the Gaza Strip has now exceeded 1,600, with nearly 9,000 people injured, and most of the casualties have been civilians, including a large number of women and children. The latest Israeli strikes on the besieged enclave has left over a dozen people dead. The highest number of casualties has occurred in areas west of Rafah, where an Israeli attack killed 21 people. On Friday, Rafah was the scene of the deadliest Israeli attack in days. At least 91 Palestinians were killed there in a heavy bombardment of the town by the Israeli military. The attack was launched immediately after it was reported that an Israeli soldier had been captured by resistance fighters. Friday's escalation came after Israel abruptly ended a 72-hour humanitarian ceasefire with Hamas only a few hours after it began. And as the death toll for the Palestinians rises in Gaza, the number of innocent women and children killed in the Israeli onslaught is also growing. A fifth of the Palestinians killed in the Israeli massacres have been children under the age of 18. Over 1,600 people have perished in the onslaught on Gaza, with more than 320 believed to be victims. And many babies have been killed, including baby Shaima, who was delivered after her mother died, but passed away in a hospital days later. A total of 388 Palestinian children were killed in the two previous Israeli-Hamas conflicts in 2008 to 2009 and 2012. But the targeting of innocents doesn't stop there. According to Palestinian news sources, 11 journalists have been killed in the Israeli attacks on the impoverished Gaza Strip. Press's Hala Safadi, our correspondent, joins me live from Gaza to tell us more about the situation on the ground. Hala, over to you.
Well, as you mentioned, Israel targeted a number of civilians, whether they were journalists, doctors, paramedics, children, or even women. And this continues to take place until now. We just mentioned less than 30 minutes ago that they targeted a Shaar family in Rafah, and causing seven people to be killed. But right now, the number even raised, the number has changed to nine, resulting in more, in an increase in the death toll, rising it up to 1,600. 143 people killed since the beginning of the Israeli incursion or the Israeli aggression, with 8,860 injured. Most of those who are injured and most of those who were killed during this aggression are civilians, including a huge number of women, children, and elderly men and women as well. Until the moment Israeli airstrikes are taking place, latest was a number of airstrikes had three mosques in Gaza City. Another had a number of different houses in Rafah, which is south of Gaza as well. The situation seems like it is going to escalate in the next few hours, as until the moment, like I mentioned, the number of explosions heard around the Gaza Strip.
And very briefly, how the hospitals are coping with the situation? We know that they've reached full capacity.
Well, hospitals had already declared or announced the very high state of emergency since day one of this escalation and aggression. Now it's even worse. Doctors are working on 24/7 shifts. They're actually lacking essential equipment, supplies, and medications, especially when it comes to the continuous closure to the Rafah border and not allowing doctors or delegations of doctors to even enter Gaza to provide help to those in hospitals. We're talking about continuous closure also in Rafah border, which resulted in less injuries to be transferred for medication outside of Gaza, especially that hospitals in Gaza cannot really satisfy the number of injuries or cannot even provide the required medical support and medical help for over or around 9,000 people who are injured. So with this very huge number of injuries, many of them are critically injured, especially, again, now we're talking about continuous power cuts and continuous severe shortage in the fuel, then those who are critically injured, their life is already under the threat if the electricity cuts and the fuel also runs out of those hospitals, since those who are critically injured are in need or in continuous need for medical support and oxygen at least. If electricity goes off, then those can be dead within minutes, as doctors had mentioned before.
All right. Press's Hala Safadi reporting from Gaza. Thanks to Hala, and stay safe.